we'll continue to see some sunshine mixing in with clouds this afternoon across interior New York and New England with a wide range of temperatures. Readings will stay in the 50s across northernmost New York and Vermont, while readings along the I-90 corridor should reach into the lower and perhaps some mid-60s. To the south, where we see more sunshine across the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, temperatures will be well into the 70s and maybe even approaching 80 by late day today. High pressure building in behind a front that passed through overnight will continue to keep it dry through the region, although that high will only be around for the daylight hours today. After that, we'll see another weak wave of low pressure pass through overnight tonight with more clouds and scattered showers. Temperatures overnight will drop back into the 40s to around 50. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with a frontal system draped across the region tomorrow. Still, though, with enough breaks in the cloud cover, we should reach the lower 60s on average for afternoon highs, although we still run the risk of a few afternoon showers. Scattered showers around again on Thursday with the same front draped overhead and another wave of low pressure passing through, and this will keep temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. A storm system from the middle of the country will take shape and work its way through on Thursday night and into the day on Friday. This will bring a steadier round of precipitation our way for the end of the week. With the clouds and precipitation, temperatures will be stuck in the mid-50s. Behind this system will dry out nicely for the weekend. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, though, in the lower 50s and mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs right in the middle 50s. More showers will enter the picture early next week as temperatures push back toward the 60-degree mark for Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of central Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and north Texas, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains, central plains, northwest Arkansas, Missouri, southern Iowa, and western Illinois. An organized line of convection will fire up along and ahead of a strong cold front as it pushes southward through the southern plains today. Plenty of moist Gulf of Mexico air surging northward, combined with strong dynamics aloft, will lead to a large threat for heavy downpours, damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes today. Flash flooding is also possible. Meanwhile, blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are out on the colder side of this dynamic storm system. Moderate to heavy snow will fall across the central Rockies and central plains as a deep surface cyclone interacts with a strong boundary sinking southward through the nation, resulting in a wide swath of accumulating snows from the Rockies, eastward across Nebraska and North Dakota, and into portions of the upper Midwest. In addition to the snow, strong gusty winds will be possible across this region. To the south and east of the heavy snow, sleet and freezing rain are expected, where warm air will be overrunning the cool Arctic air in place at the surface. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 13 at Cutbank, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 77, set in 1991, and the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, upper 50s and lower 60s. 50s on Thursday with scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. A steadier rain Thursday night and Friday, keeping it in the mid-50s on Friday. Cooler on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, lower 50s. Back to the mid-50s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and reaching 60 again with a chance of showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.